Maybe Marco Costantini is a fan of the band Oasis. The overage netminder stopped all 40 shots in the Kitchener Rangers 90s retro game, proving to be a wonderwall. The Blue Shirts blanked the Sioux Greyhounds 3-0, capping off their weekend taking 3 of a possible 4 points. It's Costantini's 3rd donut of the season, and 9th of his career. He, Costantini, was great. We needed that. We gave them too many looks, I thought offensively. We weren't real sharp in certain areas of our game, so Cuz bailed us out on a couple really big plays, and he was really solid. It happens, we've ran into hot goalies lately, and we had a hot goalie tonight, so it's nice to have it on the other side. Said Rangers general manager Mike McKenzie. This one feels better, because my other shutouts were like 26 or 27 shots, but this one was 40, high amount of shots and it feels pretty good to get one. Costantini said about his performance Sunday afternoon. It took a while for the Rangers to find their offense. Danny Zhilkin scored his 23rd of the year 70 seconds into the third period. Kitchener has only scored in 2 of their last 9 periods. Yeah, we were. We thought it might have to end after 2 games, and there's no way it could go into 3 games, but somehow it managed to. We were happy to get the first one there, and felt like it was never to come. We had lots of really good looks in the second specifically. Just felt like another hot goalie, another night of that. It was good to get the first one, and then get the second one. McKenzie added. The win gives Kitchener a bit of breathing room, from the Hounds, who are in 9th place 6 points back of the Rangers for the 8th, and final, playoff spot in the Western Conference. Francesco Pinelli scored on the power play, snapping a 0-for-11 skid. Francesco Arcuri managed to ice the game, scoring his 39th goal of the year into an empty net. The Rangers don't get much a rest. They're in Oshawa to see former Ranger, and Cambridge native, Joseph Serpa and the Generals Wednesday evening. The pregame show begins at 6:30 p.m. on City News 570.